Hey, what's going on? I want to share with you a story about how I lost everything in 2020 and how I turned all that around. I transformed my life. I reinvented myself, and now I'm earning six figures with my own online business as an affiliate, as a content creator, as a coach, as an online marketer. And I want to share with you these shortcuts that have really helped me to speed up my learning and accelerate my productivity. So stay tuned for the next video. Stay tuned. And I want to get right into that. So here's my story. As you know, 2020 hit. We were in this pandemic and there was a lot of hysteria and there was a lot of fear. And we weren't all sure what was going on at first, and you know, there was a lot of confusion, a lot of misinformation. So like many people, you know, I lost my income, and my clients at that point were people that were on Main Street, local clients like beauty salons and restaurants and you know, small mom and pop businesses. And many of these businesses that were deemed to be non-essential, they closed down. And to this day, I've made some videos about this as well. Many of these businesses are closed completely. A dry cleaners, there's yoga businesses. And that's why I couldn't understand, like, why would, as a yoga business, where you're doing things to increase your health, increase your energy, build a stronger immune system, why would that not be essential? So that got me thinking that if the government wasn't there to protect you or to keep you safe or to pay the bills, if the government's not there for you and you only have to rely on yourself, and there was not a lot of, and the job market was dwindling and the prospects of opportunity were extremely low, what would you do? What would you do when all of your options seemed to vanish overnight? And that was the position that I was in over, you know, starting over a year ago. And I woke up one morning and my bills were not getting paid anymore because I wasn't getting paid from my clients. And so it became a domino effect. And that type of domino effect can lead to depression, economic depression. You know, first you go through physical depression, and then it's that affects the overall community, the civilization in which we live. And but yet, you know, in all these crises, there's always people that seem to come out 10 times stronger. And I wanted to be one of those people. I didn't want to be a victim. I didn't see myself as a victim. So I just realized that if I was to get out of this situation, this dire situation that I was in, I needed to innovate. I needed to innovate, and I needed to change and adapt. And so that's what I did. Now, the steps that I took to get there was, first, I realized that I could not do it all on my own. I didn't have all the answers. So I needed to develop a resource network. And I've had resource networks in the past, but because I was innovating, I needed to start from scratch, from ground zero, and build my way up. So that's what I did. And when you build your way up, when you're moving on up to the sky, you have a different vantage point. But when you're starting at ground zero, you don't have that vantage point starting out. So I needed to build my resource network. And I did that through global connections online, And so I put together a team of the best graphic designers, website developers, content creators, writers, copywriters. And these are the people that I started to reach out to. So, but what I realized though was that if I didn't have anything and I was starting from scratch and I didn't have the time and the capital to put into research and development and create a brand new product, and you know, the market crashed, basically. Industries flatlined. So what do you create when everything is crumbling and everything seems like it's falling apart? How do you generate a vision? So I knew I needed to imagine. You know, I needed to imagine my world, the world that I wanted to live in and the world that I wanted to create in. And I knew from my experience, you know, with the law of attraction, that you know, the frequency that you vibrate at, your thoughts, your thought waves, whether they're lower vibration frequencies or higher vibration, that's what you're going to attract in your life. And so your thoughts become your reality, but you still have to organize that reality. You still have to pull together the team. You still have to get the work done. You still have to increase your productivity every day, get 1% better every day. And so when you become the catalyst and you put into motion your ideas, then you begin to change the abstract to the concrete. So in grammar 101, we learned about nouns and verbs, and nouns are person, places, or things. And the only things that on that list that actually move on their own is people. Locations, you have to travel to that location, and things and objects, you have to pick them up. And then if you have an object, you have an abstract noun, you have a concrete noun. So abstract nouns are like confidence and ideas, and neither of one, you can't put your finger and grab it. So they're invisible. So, but how do you manifest confidence in the real world? How do you manifest your ideas in the real world? And that's what I basically set out to do, to figure out, to discover. I knew I needed to put together a team of the best talent and that's available. So that's what I've put together. I've produced an agency, and I pull together the resources and the talent to help aspiring entrepreneurs and local business owners to adapt in this new this post-COVID economy. So if you want to survive and thrive in the post-COVID economy, check out the video below in the description. Check out the link below to that video and watch it so you get a feel of what we're dealing with in the post-COVID economy. And I just realized that as human beings, one of our greatest abilities is to adapt, you know, and that's like a river. And you have to become the river. You need to have energy and direction, unlike a swamp that's stagnant, that's stuck in inertia. And if you're stuck in inertia in a certain frequency, then this kind of information will take you out of that orbit, put you on a new vector, a new trajectory towards a new destination. So on this journey, over the last year, you know, I realized that I couldn't do it on my own. I needed to put together a team. I needed to innovate. And so I put together this talent, the skills and talent to help other aspiring entrepreneurs to adapt and survive and thrive and use this post COVID economy as a advantage in your life, because there are always people that profit in a crisis, and that's you. That can be you if that's what you determine your life to be and work towards that outcome. And so while you have these goals, I want to be able to assist you to get to that destination much faster than if you were doing it on your own. We don't have the time right now or the resources. We want to achieve results. So if you're looking to achieve results, if you want to cut out all the distractions and the obstacles and get right to the chase, get results, start seeing results in your life on a daily basis faster, these will manifest into greater opportunities. You begin to develop your team of resources in your life and these power networks. This is the energy and fuel that will drive your momentum in your life. So if this is what you're looking to do, because we're on the same boat, but we want to make sure the boat floats and it gets us safely to our destination. There's obstacles on the way, but that just makes you a stronger person and smarter and more effective at accomplishing what you need to do. So what I'm proposing here, though, if you don't have any experience or any ideas or for a product, then that's okay. You know, you have interests, you have skills, you have hobbies, you have talents. So how can you apply those things that you have experience and knowledge in, and how can you create a value exchange with another person that becomes your customer? Or how can you use your knowledge and experience as value that you can give away to build trust and credibility and then recommend other people's products, other affiliate products, products on ClickBank, other affiliate networks like JVZoo and the Warrior Forum, Warrior Plus. ClickBank is probably the most diverse if you're looking to have a variety of topics in a really massive marketplace of affiliate products, but really you want to start with one. So you want to choose your niche, you want to have a domain name that reflects that, you want to create a landing page, and you want to be able to provide content. And, you know, if you don't have any writing skills, you know, you can have writers on your team, or you can, you know, go to YouTube, look at videos in your niche, and then you could even summarize those videos, on your blog. So you always want to create content. Content is what engages people. Engaging people is what gets their attention, creates interest and desire. And so you want them to take action. And that's what we're going to talk about. So the idea here is, how do you take your abstract ideas? How do you take your dream life, your imagination of what your most best, your most powerful life would look like? Living as your best possible self. What is your best potential when it is expressed? So what does that look like? That person, that future vision of yourself, who is that person? And that's what you have to imagine and see yourself as, and then begin to reverse engineer that person and define what are these skills and qualities, what are the habits and attributes that make up that person, the best version of yourself, you know? So that's your goal. That's everybody's goal, because along the way, you're going to create and discover new opportunities that are going to be part of that process of metamorphosis, transformation. And it's through that transformation processes and metamorphosis where manifestation happens. And so if you are knowledgeable about the law of attraction, you begin to attract your strongest frequency. So if your focus is away from the distractions and the negative information, or you're using negative information and problems to create solutions, and that becomes your springboard forward, then you're transmuting that negative into the positive like a slingshot, and you're using that tension like a vector to hit your target destination. And online business and achieving your financial goals and making extra money online and is all about getting in an energy flow and having a flow of energy that you're putting out into the universe that is coming back to you, because you're putting out frequencies of abundance and then that's coming back to you, and it's like a cycle. Whereas if you're in a cycle of depletion, then there's always a negative coming back and being manifested in lack or not achieving the flow, the creative life flow that you want to tap into. And that's really ultimately your ultimate purpose, is to be your best possible self. And so all the experience and knowledge that you have that right now is in the form of potential energy, just like a abstract noun can, like an idea can turn into a concrete noun, like an actual outcome, a goal, a result. That's a process of going from potential energy into kinetic energy. So your vision of yourself and who you see yourself becoming, what you look like, what you feel like, your clarity, your level of focus, and seeing yourself in an environment that is supportive of your values, and seeing yourself surrounded by people that are supporting your purpose in life and expressing your value in life to other people. So when you express that value, you're taking a potential energy and you're making it kinetic by sharing knowledge. You're making that kinetic by the act of sharing it and materializing it. Now, someone else could then take that knowledge, which becomes potential energy from them. They could then put that into action and then turn that into kinetic energy. So when you have that kinetic energy flowing in your life, you're not stagnating. You have an effortless mastery of your life, where your life is now just, you're in the moment every day and you have what you need to accomplish your goals. The thing is that most of our lives, we've been focused on achieving other people's goals, other people's ideas and visions of what they thought we should be doing in our life. But when you wake up and realize, wait a minute, what's that purpose? You know, you might have to go back to your childhood to kind of discover what your purpose is. But the good news is that if you were playing guitar and you stopped, pick it back up, because all the experience that you have up until this day, even your mistakes and your errors, that is turning into wisdom. And so when you turn that, the past, into wisdom, then all of your skills and abilities, they all magnify together. So just because you stopped doing something that you cared about doesn't mean that you wasted time. It just means that you have a new perspective, a prospective on, you know, the bigger picture. And so when you see the bigger picture, you could begin to fill in the details and choose how you want to now create in that environment that you're creating. And so this is what it's all about doing. And detoxing the environment, creating space and clearing out clutter, that allows for energy to flow. So these are the things that will create movement in your life, kinetic energy focused towards a destination. So your vector, like a slingshot, like an arrow, is going to hit the target. You have to aim. And then you have to create that negative tension which is a catalyst of that forward trajectory. So if this is what you're wanting to do more of in your life and really turn 2021 into just like one of the best years of the beginning of your life, so it's only going to get better and better every year, you know, this is what your life is supposed to be like. So when you tap into this knowledge, you really can accomplish anything. So make sure to subscribe to this video and check out my other videos where we'll get into the specific techniques of how to turn your ideas into results and how do you begin to attract that energy to make your ideas dense and transform into, you know, the ultimate value that you have right now inside as potential energy, and you want to be able to express that and allow that to flow as a process of value exchange. And that's what leads, that's what creates wealth, is that when you create value, you create a flow of prosperity and abundance and riches. And that's what this is all about, 2021. So get ready. 100 years ago, that began, Prohibition began, the Roaring 20s. And the Roaring 20s was a time of innovation and prosperity. But the catalyst was, there was a negative catalyst. And so, you know, it's all about taking the negative and then transmuting that into the positive. And that's what you can do right now with your focus. You can shift that energy like right now in this moment. So get ready for the next video. Make sure to like and subscribe.